And to anyone that's visiting with us this morning, we just want to extend an extra special welcome and hope you enjoy the service with us as well and the day as we celebrate Jesus' birth. Just one quick announcement. I did mention last week as well, but as it is my in-laws' last Sunday with us, we're actually opening our house up this evening from 5 o'clock onwards. If you'd like to come and have a meal with us, you're more than welcome to. If you're not doing anything else this Christmas Eve, is that right? That's still right, isn't it? Christmas Day Eve? No? Christmas Day, yeah. What? From 5 p.m. onwards, you're welcome to come to our place for a beautiful Indian dish. And our address is 17 Seacom Road in Sturt. So we'd love to see you there. Let me just pray and then we'll jump into our message this morning. Father, we just thank you so much for Christmas. We thank you for all the joyful things that come with it, Lord. All the things that we, just as human beings, love to celebrate, food, fellowship, and festive seasons. But Lord, we also just thank you for the reason that we gather together today, for the birth of your Son, and the way that that just shook the world and is continuing to shake the world today. And so I just pray as we just open up your scriptures this morning and we look at the Christmas story, that you would just give us fresh eyes and a realization of what this season is truly all about. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we have been working slowly through our Advent series called The Missing Piece. And today we're finishing that off with Finding the Missing Piece. As I'm sure many of us here can believe, leading up to Christmas, it hasn't really been that peaceful as much as maybe we like to think it is, or maybe at a time it once upon was. And I know that's been my experience, especially this year. The Christmas season seems to be getting more and more chaotic. The shopping hours are continuing to be extended longer and longer. The estimate of how much we're going to spend each year continues to increase. This year is up 14% to about $28 billion over the Christmas season across Australia. And maybe this is my first year back in Adelaide, but I don't know about you if you shop at Marion Shopping Centre. When I was there probably about 3 weeks ago, it felt like the Christmas holidays had already started. The shops were packed. And it just seems like this time of year is becoming more and more stressful. But how is Christmas for you? Is it stressful shopping, organising family gatherings, or is it chaotic, making sure you have the right present for every person that you were supposed to buy a present for? Or line after line waiting at those checkouts? Or maybe it's just busy, really busy. Christmas parties, you're cooking up feasts, you're going to see Christmas lights, making time for all the sides of the family so everybody is happy. Is this what the Christmas season is all about? Chaos, busyness, and stress? Well, we're going to see that the Christmas story reveals to us the true reason for the season is actually about finding peace. In the Bible, in Luke chapter 2, we read about the story of Jesus' birth, the beginning of the Christmas story as we know it today. It starts off like this, as Mary, who was with child and her fiancé Joseph, had to make some last-minute travel plans that were unintended, because of a census that had been decreed by Emperor Augustus at the time. And so they had to pack up and leave the town of Nazareth and travel by donkey roughly 145 kilometres to the little town of Bethlehem. Not long after arriving, baby Jesus was born, but with no place to stay. Mary wrapped him in cloth and laid him in a manger. Hang on, this doesn't really seem like a peaceful story. when we read a story like that about the beginning of Jesus' birth, it makes my Christmases seem like a walk in the park. I didn't have to ride a donkey 145 Ks. I wasn't giving birth on Christmas Day. So when the Christmas season points to peace, where is this revelation of peace that we're supposed to be seeing? And even when we look at what's happening all around us in the world, Colin mentioned a few of the things in our prayer this morning, but the struggling economy, the possibilities of war, the resurgence of COVID, broken families, job losses, life-altering addictions, losing loved ones, rising interest rates. The Christmas season, which is supposed to be a time of love, joy, peace, and happiness, can almost become a time that accentuates the peaceless lives that we are living today. So where do we find the missing peace in our lives? Well, after the beginning of the Christmas story, we pick up in Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 14, where it says, "That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. And suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified. But the angel reassured them, 'Do not be afraid,' he said. 'I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger.' And suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to those with whom he is pleased.'" The missing piece is Jesus. Our simple Sunday school answer: as a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth is the missing piece. He, as the angel said, was good news for all people. The little baby boy, though, right then and there, didn't look like much, but he was going to change the world. The Savior, the Messiah, the Lord. God's ultimate provision of peace is discovered in the person and work of Jesus Christ. The perfect life that Jesus lived for us, the willing death that Jesus died for us, and the fact that Jesus didn't stay dead but victoriously rose again, has opened the door for all people to find peace with God in our lives today. And this is the most fundamental peace of all. But we need to understand that this peace isn't the peace that the world talks about, this perfect utopia where everybody gets along and we go around high-fiving and smiles all day long, that there's no more pain, no more wars, no more suffering. Because in John 16, verse 33, it says, "I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on this earth, though, you may have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world." The promised peace. The peace that Jesus gives us is the ultimate peace for every believer, for every situation that we face. Whether it's sickness, hardships, death, trials, forgiveness, suffering, pain, or whatever situation you are in. Jesus says in Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. The peace that Jesus gives us allows us to be at peace with our lives, even when they might feel like they are chaotic, busy, stressful, and even out of control. Some of you might know this, but when the Hebrew word, for peace is actually shalom. And when you truly understand the meaning of the word shalom, it helps us understand the peace that Jesus offers us. See, shalom means more than just peace as the world sees it. It's a peace rather in all its fullness, or they can say a peace in every aspect of life. Throughout this series that we've been working through, we've been looking at the missing piece, and we've seen that we can find missing peace in Jesus. And when we accept the peace that he offers, we find peace in a number of places. We find personal peace in his presence. We find relational peace through his forgiveness. And we can find everyday peace through our growing trust in him. But just as the first announcement of Jesus' birth, the angel said this, "I bring good news that will bring great joy to all people, not just to us or to me, to all people." The peace that we have received in Christ Jesus isn't just for ourselves, but it's for all people. So if you have found the missing peace in your life through Christ Jesus, you now have a responsibility to pass that on, to pass that peace on to those who are around you. Maybe that's your family, your friends, your work colleagues, your schoolmates, or whoever you come into contact with. Because Matthew 5 verse 9 says, "God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called children of God." So this Christmas season, even though you might find yourself in the midst of chaos, busyness and stress, remember that Jesus came into our world. He came into our world as a baby boy 2,000 years ago. He didn't look like much at the time, but he came as our Savior, the Messiah, and the Lord to make a way for all of us to find our missing peace with God. So the challenge for us today, as we head out and do our family celebrations and open presents and gifts and eat delicious meals, is will we accept the peace that Jesus offers to us? And maybe you're here this morning and you already have accepted that peace. And so the challenge I put to you is, are you willing to be his peacemaker now in this world? Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for such a simple thing as a little baby boy who came into this world to change the trajectory of where we were heading significantly, Lord. And we know even though it didn't look like much to the people around him when he was born, but you knew then and there the plans that you had for him. The plans that were going to happen years later for us, so that we would have this opportunity today to be reminded continuously of the peace that we have when we accept your son's sacrifice. So we pray this Christmas, Lord, that you would help us to reflect on your son's birth and the impact that that has made on our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.